and meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Exodus, in an odd way, kind of does what the collect does and all. It gets us to start thinking in terms of, well, what do we really worship? What do we really desire? What do we love? Are we steadfast to the Lord? Or as soon as something comes along, boom, God comes second or third or is forgotten. And that's what Moses, God was telling Moses, wow, your people, they're starting to worship a calf instead of me. Now, if we think about that, it seems ludicrous. It seems crazy. But if I think to myself, or if we all think to ourselves, once in a while, what do I put before the Lord? Maybe it doesn't sound so crazy, and we still need to learn to have God first. And that's what's important. Now in the Gospel, I'm glad I got to read it, because Luke is explaining about how Jesus went and he was going to meet with the tax collectors and the sinners. And back then, that would be like the worst part of society, because the tax collectors were considered the worst of the worst. And of course, sinners, oh my goodness, of course, the Pharisees never sinned. And so the tax collectors and the sinners were considered very, very, very low class, beneath the dignity of the Pharisees. You don't eat with the sinners and the tax collectors. Oh no. Did they miss God's point in being priests of God? Did they miss the point of what God wants them to do to bring everyone back to the Lord? Yes. And so, what do we learn from this? So the Pharisees and the scribes, because Jesus was eating with the lowlife, they were grumbling. They were complaining. They were probably a little bit jealous, envious, and just totally annoyed with the Lord because he was so true and pure. Because part of them, in deep inside, had to know that they were wrong before the Lord. So what happens next? Jesus decides to tell a parable. And he tells them. He says, okay, which one of you, having 100 sheep, and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that's lost? And when he finds it, takes it back, puts the lamb on the shoulders, or the sheep on the shoulders, comes back and rejoices. The person's all happy and gathers his friends and his neighbors to say, come on, let's have a party, let's rejoice because I have found my sheep that was lost. And the same thing with the coin. Think about it. What is Jesus trying to teach me? What is Jesus trying to teach all of us? God's faithfulness, his steadfastness, his determination, his extravagant faithfulness, his extravagant forgiveness, and his total, abundant love, overflowing love, unconditional love, shown to each and every one of us from our God. And let's think about it a little bit more with the coin and with the sheep. What does the sheep, what does Jesus say? When he's found his sheep, when she has found her coin, in other words, the person's going to say, I found my sheep, I found my coin. What does that mean if this is an analogy? We are the Lord's. We are the Lord's possession. God is telling us, I found you. You're mine. With his arms open up wide. And for the woman, the same thing. I found my coin, God. God is telling us, I found you. I want you back. I'm not pleased with what you did, but I love you. I want you back. That's the attitude that we're supposed to have with every single person we know, with every single person we meet. We are to have abundant love, abundant tolerance, forgiveness, and a lot of faithfulness to God so that we can be faithful to one another. We're to be joyful Christians. We're to be grateful Christians. We're supposed to be smiling and happy and joyful that we're all together. Not complaining because this person did that or that person did this. Not being envious or jealous or spiteful or grumbling like the Pharisees. We are to be filled with love and joy in our hearts. Why? Because God doesn't want to lose even one of us. He doesn't want to lose even one of us. What a comfort. You know, how the Holy Spirit makes us feel at that point. That we know for sure God doesn't want to lose us. He loves us. So what I'd like to do is have all of us say together once again the prayer for me. And it's on the inside of our page, the first page, and the inside of the bulletin. Because I felt that this really, in a concise way, definitely describes the readings. O God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, we lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Preserve.